Hiding in plain sight in the apparition of Our Lady of Lourdes is a purgatory devotion that you may want to consider picking up. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. When you look at any statue of Our Lady of Lourdes, they're beautiful. She's looking up in prayer with yellow roses at her feet, and she's holding what everyone knows to be a rosary. But not everyone looks and counts the number of decades on that rosary. In fact, if you have a statue of Our Lady of Lourdes, or if you look up a picture, I invite you to do that. When you look, it's not an ordinary five-decade rosary. In fact, it contains an additional decade. And as the story goes, that extra decade was a local tradition there in that region of France, where they would offer that extra decade for the souls in purgatory, so that when Bernadette was praying the rosary and Our Lady was praying with her, that was the rosary that they were praying, presumably a regular rosary with an additional decade. We don't know what mystery that would have been. If you're from that region of France and you know more information about this, or if this is a continued devotion, please let us know. And what's beautiful about this is that there are so many ways, extra ways, that we can pray for the souls in purgatory. Now, we may not and perhaps should not take all of them on, but all of them, including this one, give us something more that we can do for them. Now, the reason I wanted to point this one specifically today out for you is because I am in one of my last days here in Ireland. Very sad. It has been an absolutely incredible vacation. And the other day, we went to an island just across from Buncrana, where we're at, called Inch Island, presumably because on a map, it's about an inch long. But it's a beautiful island, really a jewel. Incredible. And the Catholic Church that is there is dedicated to Our Lady of Lourdes, as you are seeing right now. And at that church, in two separate locations, they have stones from the Grotto of Lourdes. And as the story goes there, many have come there to seek healing and have been healed of things such as cancer through Our Lady's intercession. So if you're in that area of Derry or Donegal in Ireland, you may want to pay a visit to this beautiful church, both for the church and the prayers, and to see that amazing island. Before we go, let me share with you an incredible story that I had, a personal story, an encounter with Our Lady of Lourdes. So when I first went to Lourdes, I had had my conversion a few years prior. As we were arriving in Lourdes, it was raining, and it rains there a lot, just like here in Ireland. My family, we didn't know that, so we stayed, instead of staying for a whole day, we stayed for just a couple hours. With my brother, we literally ran through Lourdes and visited everything that we could see, and then we had to go. At the end of that trip, we were a little bit regretful that we hadn't spent more time there, and we tried to see if it was possible for me to return to Lourdes before we left. It was not possible, and I did not get to return. At that moment, I thought it would be my last moment seeing Our Lady of Lourdes. Just after we had visited Lourdes, before the trip had ended, we had stopped by a grocery store, and I was just upset about the whole thing, so I went to pray at a small country church there in France. I found a statue of Saint Therese. I knelt before her, and I begged her. I asked her for prayers. My prayer was that I could one day go to Lourdes. One of the things I wanted to do was to get Lourdes water. Well, the trip ended. We went home. Several years passed. And this was perhaps my first time that I had had a small bowel obstruction. It was actually around the same time. It was towards the end of May. This was 3 to 4 years later. And it looked like I was going to need surgery, and we were all very worried because a surgery would have made it worse, although it would have helped initially, but it would have caused more problems in the future. Well, a friend of mine came with a small bottle of Lourdes water and with a sticker of a saint. Guess who the saint was? Saint Therese. That prayer that I had made 3 to 4 years prior to have Lord's water, it wasn't the right time. Perhaps I didn't need a healing then, but the healing was going to come later. I took the water. The next day, they did x-rays. I didn't need surgery. I was fine. The following day, I was able to go home. Our Lady can intercede powerfully in your life for your healing and for the souls in purgatory. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. God bless all of you who have been so hospitable to me in Ireland. I came up with a small saying, and I need to share this before I go. And my saying is this: when you give the souls in purgatory a home in heaven, they will give you a home on earth. This entire 17 to 18 days that we have been here in Ireland, we have stayed at the places that we have stayed absolutely for free. This house that we're staying at, they did not have us pay anything, and we offered absolutely for free. We stayed in a house in Knock. We stayed there for free. Normally, you're going to pay $150 to $200 or more to stay at any half-decent place anywhere in Europe. And with my wife, we're reflecting on why are these people so generous? Partly is because I think it's Irish culture. They're just incredibly generous people. But this goes over and above and beyond normal generosity. And our conclusion is it's the souls in purgatory. So if you're looking for a home on earth, if you're looking for a place to stay, pray for the souls in purgatory. Through our prayers, we open up to them the eternal home of heaven. Don't you think they're going to thank you here on earth in some way, if not at least spiritually, but even materially? God bless all of you here in Ireland. Thank you for all of you that have been following these videos during my vacation. I'll see you in the next one.